Hello?
Is this Pee-wee?
Roll Bama!
Pee-wee, what a weekend for college football. It was an exciting thing to watch. How do you feel about this past weekend?
Woo! Hey, let me tell you something, son. My old Alabama, that was all over it. I'll tell you that right now. That was all over it. They're eating up the Bulldogs, son. Hey. Let me ask you something right now.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a dog get run off?
You know,
they stick their tail between their legs. That's what Alabama did in Georgia. They said tuck your tail and go back to Athens.
I mean, I'd be amiss if I didn't ask you what Alabama is ranked.
Number one. The one and only Roe Tigers.
Some people might say up where they belong.
Right where they should have been the whole time. Everybody knows there was number one team going into the offseason.
It was an impressive.
They can't be stopped. You can't stop. You cannot stop a tide that's rolling in, ever. I want to see you. I want to see you one time. Whenever you see tide rolling in, get out there and try to stop it one time. You're not going to be able to do it.
It's a force.
It can't be reckoned with.
You know, Alabama, this game, if you just watch the first two quarters of this game and you take that Alabama team, do you think they can even be beat?
They couldn't by nobody. They could go up against the NFL team. They go up against the Jets and not be beat.
They looked really good. And, that first quarter, man, it just looked like it was just going to be Alabama this whole game. Now, the second half, I think we all wanted to look a little different. Or how did you see that second half?
Well, I saw it, like I said, the whole time. Listen, just like I said the whole time, you remember Mike Shula?
Oh, yeah.
Coach Kalen DeBoer, he pulled out the little Mike Shula. He took his foot off the gas a little bit. I ain't going to lie to you. He said, hey, boys, we're going to back off. We're going to ease up on our play caller. We're going to ease up on our offense. Ease up on our defense. And he took his foot off. And it about cost him the daggone game. And I ain't going to put up with it. I can tell you that. He better keep his foot on the gas. You know, whenever you're going down the road, and you're trying to get somewhere, you don't let off the gas. You keep your foot in the gas to get where you're trying to go. And he better, I'm telling you, he better heed my advice on that.
Well, I got to ask you, after beating Georgia, does he have any more rapport with you after, they were ranked 2-4, they beat Georgia, they got it, they're ranked number one now. Does he have any more rapport with you after this game?
I tell you what, if he would have kept his foot on the gas the whole time, like Earnhardt did that. If you remember, whenever Dale was out there racing, Earnhardt, he would keep his foot in the gas and he'd keep bumping people, right? He'd let them know, hey, I'm still here. He didn't let off that gas. If we play a more impressive team than Georgia and we take our foot off the gas, we got big problems. I'm going to tell you that. But did he earn anything from me? He earned a new name. We call him the KDB around here.
Oh. Well, hey.
Kalen DeBoer. KDB. Coach KDMB. Three words for you.
Well, hey, that's enough said right there for Coach Kalen. Now, there are some other things. We're just going to go get this Georgia and Alabama game out of the way to begin with. There's so many things about this game. What do you feel about this Williams, this 17-year-old wide receiver? How do you feel about him? Man, he had a spectacular game. Can you kind of break down his performance for us?
Oh, he took gymnastics as a kid. I'm telling you that right now. Wait, you don't have spin moves like that without two things, dance and gymnastics. And he's got both of them. He tipped the ball to himself four times, and then he was the only one that caught it. Now, I'm telling you, the boy is bad. You don't mess with nobody with the last name of Williams. You don't mess with them folks, because you know what they do? They'll put it, hey, not he look like a basketball player. He catches the ball and he stands there and he pivots like Charles Barkley used to do.
Yeah, you know, it was an impressive game, and I you couldn't help but notice that he was really kind of the star of this game. Would you give him the MVP of this game?
No, I wouldn't give him that. I can't give him the MVP. I mean, he was the best player out there. But the MVP's got to go to that special player, the number one. They got to go that number one.
And can you break down all that for us?
Yeah. Your number one is going to be your number one player, of course. Okay, so which would have to go? I would say to probably one of our defensive players, or Jalen Milroe, one of those.
You know, okay, Jalen Milroe. What a game he had. He went with 374 passing yards. He went 27 of 33 with two touchdowns. He did have one pick, but wow, what a performance by Jalen Milroe. A rushing,
don't put that pick on Jalen. That ain't his fault. It hit the boy in the hand.
Well,
he should have caught it. That don't go against Jalen. That goes against your receiver. Hey, learn to catch the ball. That's what he needs to do.
Well, I can't disagree with you. But, you know, he also had 117 rushing yards on the ground with two rushing touchdowns. I mean, my goodness, what a performance.
In the words of the former defensive coordinator, Kirby Smart, he's like having a running back that can throw the daggone ball.
Verbatim out of Kirby Smart's mouth.
And I tell you this, they got old Ty Simpson. You know what I like about Ty Simpson?
What's that?
Whenever I think of Ty Simpson, Tyler Watts, same name.
Okay.
Alabama quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And Tyler's sitting up there watching him too.
Now, I do have one stat that I wanted to bring up to you that I thought was interesting. With Alabama, their third down efficiency, they went 3 for 11 on third downs. How does that make you feel going in the stretch of this Alabama season?
Well, listen, you gotta get off the field on third down. That's what Alabama was doing. That's getting off the field on that third down.
On offense?
Yeah, that's what they had to do. They knew what they had to do to win that ball game. Hey, you ain't never heard that saying? I've heard it my whole life. When they get off the field on third down, that's what Bama did. Roll, Bama!
Absolutely. Let's look at some of these other picks that we've got for this week. Week five, you had some interesting picks. And man, I think that the numbers just speak for themselves. We had Mississippi State versus number one Texas. Mississippi State's really struggling this year, in all of their games. Of course, as we know, they have State in their name. So you scored this game 3-49 in favor of Texas. This actual score is 13-35. What do you feel about this Mississippi State team, and what do you feel about this Texas team going into the rest of this year?
Well, yeah, I want you to think about something. For Mississippi State fans, they had a lot of traveling to get all the way to Texas. That's a long way to go. So they had that on them. But as far as it goes, you got a 3 in the 3 I picked. You got a 13 in the score. That's a 3 and a 13. That's the same. So there it is. you got a, I fit 49, they got 35, you take 9 from 4, you got 5, there's your 5 and your 35. So that right there, everybody knew Texas going to win that game. Texas has got them big horns, and they're going, hey, the Texas ain't no joke. Sarkisian, he will get you. I'm telling you, he's an offensive guru, and his defense ain't bad either. He's got, listen, any man that has a Manning on their team is going to win some ball games against Mississippi State.
You know, you can't help but agree with that, man. This quarterback, he looks great.
I mean, yeah, he's got the same name as his granddaddy.
I mean, it usually works that way, and he's falling in line with you know, his heritage as being a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's gonna do good, and I'll tell you this: old Quentin Ewers, he ain't doing bad himself either.
Absolutely. Now, we've already talked about this game, but number 2 Georgia, number 4 Alabama, spot on score here, 17-27 Alabama is what you scored this. Actual score, 34 Georgia, 41 Alabama. Any more commentary on this game right now?
Well, no, I didn't got a whole lot to say other than I knew Alabama was going to win this game, and they won it by landslide, even with taking their foot off the gas. Georgia did not stand a chance. I knew Alabama's defense was going to come through, and right there at the end, that old boy, he jumped in front of that ball. He catches the ball. Game over. There's your 34 and your 41, and that was that. Actually, that's exactly what I predicted.
100%. Now, this next game, Ohio State, number 3, Michigan State, 2 states playing here. You had Ohio State 34, Michigan State 21, Ohio State winning this game. The actual score was 38-7. What do you think about this game?
There's only 4 points difference, 34-38. That's only 4 and 21. And then you got, I said 21 and they only got 7. Michigan State, I'm going to tell you this, ain't no good, okay? They didn't even deserve to get to play Ohio State. Michigan State ain't never had a good coach in their history of football. So, yeah, there that is. If you ain't got a good coach, you ain't got nothing.
Right. Right. Now, this next game, I almost don't even want to talk to you about this game, because I know how much it hurts you. Kentucky versus number 6, Ole Miss. You had Kentucky winning this game, and in fact, they did. Kentucky 38-28, and that's what you had in score, but Kentucky won this 20-17. How do you feel about this game?
Whenever the polls come out, you're going to see Kentucky probably number 2, because they about beat Georgia. Then they put a whooping on Ole Miss. I knew Ole Miss didn't stand a chance in this game. The lane train has derailed. It has left the station and derailed off. Listen, I'm going to tell you. Did you know that something as small as a copper penny on a train track can cause a train to derail?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hey. Because you get a little friction in between the train and the track, and whenever that happens, that train it don't stay on the track, and it's called derailing. Whenever it goes off the track, it leaves the rails of the track. That's derailing, and that's what the lane train did. Was more like uh-oh, because I'm gonna tell you this. They're done for the season.
Wow.
They're going to drop out of the top 12 and never make it back in whenever the polls come out. I'm telling that right now. Kentucky moves up to about number 2, and Ole Miss and the lane train fall out. They never get back on track. And this, I'm going to go ahead and predict this. Lane has done.
Oh, wow.
He this is his last year at Ole Miss. They get rid of him.
Well, I hate to bring this up, but the polls are out. Kentucky.
They're already?
Well, yeah, that's how it works. About 3 p.m. on Sunday, these polls come out. Kentucky, not in the top 25. You had Ole Miss dropping to number 8. They actually are in the top 12. Ole Miss is ranked number 12.
How? That ain't right. There ain't no way. Kentucky beat them. Whenever Kentucky beats you, let me tell you something. Whenever Bob Stoops comes in there and beats you, you don't get to stay in the top 12. There ain't no way. Okay, listen. The committee got it wrong, and you're going to see in the end. You're going to see Lane is fired, and Ole Miss is all. They're gone. They're no good. You're never going to see them for about 2 years back in top 12.
Well, Mark Stoops and the Kentucky Wildcats beat the Ole Miss Land Sharks. And, man, you did call this game. You call that win, and that's another W in the Pee Wee column. We got Virginia Tech.
I can stand Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just don't understand. I don't understand how he stayed at Ole Miss as long as he has. They should have got rid of him last year, at least last year. He loses. Listen, he chokes in every game that he should win. Go ahead. We'll move on. Go ahead.
Virginia Tech versus number 7, Miami. You had Virginia Tech 0, Miami 64. Now, I will say I did watch some of this game, and I was really Virginia Tech had a lead in this game, and I was thinking, hey, Virginia Tech might pull this out. Then I remembered that you had predicted Miami to win this game. And I knew that those feelings were wrong. You had Virginia Tech lost this game 34-38. What do you have to say about this game?
Well, it's hurricane season. You can't stop a hurricane. Now, I'm going to go ahead and make another prediction right here. I know this ain't really prediction time, but I have to say it because we're on it. Hurricane season's over in a couple weeks. And you're going to see Miami start to fall off. They're not the real deal.
You heard it right here first. You heard it here first. Miami falling off in a couple of weeks. It did have a close call with Virginia Tech. Now you had number 8 Oregon versus UCLA. We know how you feel about this.
I can't stand UCLA. I can't stand them.
Now, you had this game, 54 Oregon, UCLA 17, actual score 34-13. Oregon pulls this out. What do you think about this prediction?
Quack, quack, go Ducks. I'm telling you that right now. Them Ducks don't play. Have you ever seen an angry duck? You don't mess with an angry duck. Whenever you see a duck get mad, you might as well just get on out the way. Because I'm telling you this right now, they will leave the water. If a duck gets mad enough, it'll leave the water to attack. And that's what they did. The Oregon Ducks attacked the UCLAS, okay? And I'm going to tell you, nobody expected UCLAS to win this, ever.
Now, I have to ask you, we've already covered this of your name. If UCLA was to drop the U, how do you feel about this team?
I vote for them. I tell you what, I would definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, say that that's a real team. That's a real team. You don't. You know they're a university. You ain't got to put U in front of it. Just call them the Claws. You ain't got to call them U Claws. You already know it.
Absolutely. I mean, you're absolutely right. This game could have just couldn't go any other way, though, because their name's UCLA.
Exactly. Listen, do they have doctors there? Probably.
They probably do.
I mean, but they, I tell you what, they ain't got a winning football team. And that's what we care about, is football and basketball and baseball and soccer and the rotating and the swimming. But right now we care about football and we don't care about doctors. So I don't even know why they're even on the field playing.
Well, there you go. There you have it. You have
you know
that-
what it is. Here's what it is. They think they're so smart. Listen, this is how doctors are. If you meet a doctor, they think that they're smart. And they will throw initials in there for no reason. That's what UCLA's doing. You can't even say, see, don't even roll up to UCLA. You guys say it so slow that it don't even sound good.
Well, you were right.
Say Oregon Duck. Say it for me right now. Say Oregon Ducks.
Oregon Ducks.
Say UCLA.
UCLA.
Don't even sound good, does it?
It doesn't.
Hard to say.
You're right. Well, you had that right. It's another win in the Pee Wee column. You have to give you another W. Number 19, Illinois versus number 9, Penn State. Now, you had this game at a prediction of 14-24. Actual score, 7-21. How do you feel about this prediction?
Oh, I got this one all day. Whenever you look at that, what's 14? How many teams played, first of all? How many teams played?
Two.
Okay, whenever you take 14 and you divide by, I tell you what you got.
You got number 7.
All right, whenever you take that 42 and divide by 2, what you got?
21.
All right, there's your numbers. W.
That's in the column. You can't see that any other way. I couldn't see that any other way. When I saw this score, I thought, man, Pee Wee hit this nail on the head. You had Arizona playing number 10, Utah. You had this game as 10 Arizona, 7 Utah. Actual score, 23 Arizona, 10 Utah. How do you feel about this prediction?
Oh, Arizona was all over this. I'm going to tell you that right now. Whenever you take – I just had a couple of numbers. I had the numbers. You do the math on it right there. You can see what I say. 10 Arizona, there's a 10 in the game. Okay? Whenever you say 7 Utah, there's a 23 in the game. Right there's your numbers.
Absolutely.
I got that all day. Listen, Arizona's used to hot weather.
They are.
And sand.
Right. Now,
you know, Playwood team is used to hot weather and sand. They will put a whooping on you is what they'll do.
You're right. And
Utah's used to mountainous. I'm a mountainous terrain is what they say. Mountainous. Now, ain't nothing good about the mountains. We want dry. We want dry land.
Now, I don't claim to be, an expert in geology, but aren't these two states touching each other?
No. Utah, are they? Arizona and Utah?
I mean, I thought they were, but I mean, listen, I'm not an authority on things like you are. That's the reason I'm asking you.
I thought Utah was up there in Minnesota.
It's literally touching the top part of Arizona.
What's Arizona touched then? Does it touch Minnesota?
Arizona does not touch Minnesota. Arizona, it borders Mexico.
Wow. I don't understand then. Well, Utah ain't more prepared because I was kind of giving them an out on this because I thought that they just wasn't used to hot, dry weather. I thought they was used to mountainous weather.
But you know what? Your instincts kicked in and you got another W.
I mean, that's really all that matters. But man, I gotta look at that. I don't know. That's rough.
You had number 15 Louisville and number 16 Notre Dame playing. You had this game scored for Louisville to win 27-10. Now, unfortunately, they lost 24-31. How do you feel about this prediction here?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. The Irish will fight, and that's what they did. They come out swinging. I once heard say it one time. You back an Irish man in the corner, he going to come out fighting. He's going to come out swinging is what he's going to do. And that's what they did. Oh, Louisville, and I should have known better on this. I'll be honest with you. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and give myself a W on this one here because Louisville is really a baseball team. And I should have got that. But since it is, I said 27 is 24. That's close. So we're going to go ahead and give me that. And Notre Dame, they come out there swinging.
Now, Louisville's a baseball team. Can you elaborate on that just a little bit for our listeners?
Sure. Yeah. You ain't never heard of Louisville Slugger?
Now I have.
Baseball bat?
Clear as a bell now. I see it.
Yeah. That is.
Number 20, Oklahoma State versus number 23, Kansas State. Two states playing each other again. You had Oklahoma at 38, Kansas at 24. Actual score, Oklahoma State 20, Kansas State 42. Is it possible, once again, that you had these twos and these fours mixed up, or can you tell me exactly what you were seeing for this game?
Well, I saw two of the four, okay, whenever I was imagining this game. I said, right there's two and a four. I had them flip-flopped as all that happened. Have you ever, speaking of flip-flops, whenever you put your foot in a flip-flop and you got that thong between your toes,
yeah,
it'll rub you raw. If you take off running, I'm going to tell you that right now. There was one time I was at the beach, and I stopped. I bought me some flip-flops. I said, these are going to be the greatest things ever. You know, it rubbed my big toe and my the one next to the big toe, whatever that is. It rubbed that sucker so raw. And that's what I did here. I got rubbed raw because I flip-flopped the numbers. That's all. But since I had the numbers, that's the W. Anyway.
Another W. I mean, one might even say you went 11-10 this week in how you predicted this Alabama game.
Oh, I was all over that game. Let me say, they ain't nothing. You can take this to the bank. They ain't nothing I predict wrong. Okay? You take that to the bank, do what you want to with it, but I'm going to tell you this right now. Auburn sucks. I tell you that.
Well, I couldn't help but bring this up, but this Oklahoma-Auburn game, Auburn, man, they've only got one win on the season. You can't help but feel sorry for these Auburn fans and Hugh Freeze. How do you feel about what's happening down there on the plains?
Listen, if I was an Auburn fan, I'd decommit today. It's what I would do because it is not pretty down there. They had a better Auburn people. Listen to me. You had a better record with Brian Harsin than you do with Hugh Freeze. Let that sink in for just a minute. You're still paying old Gus Malzahn, and you fired him. Why? Why did you fire him? Well, he's not winning games. How's that working out for you? I mean, my goodness, it must. My heart goes out. This is true. And I mean this with all condolences. My heart goes out to the Auburn fan base because it's like you can't ever get excited if you're an Auburn fan. Ever. You never get a good coach. You lose ball games that you know you should win. And your team don't even know that they ain't supposed to throw it to the – it's like they don't even get the fundamentals of what's happening, that you don't throw it to the other team. They don't even get that you're supposed to hold on to this ball. I mean, they need to get – I think a good thing for them to do is get one of them baby alive babies and make everybody carry it around for about a month. That way they get used to taking care of something. And then whenever they get the football, they actually hold on to it and not drop it on the ground.
Well, you know, it looked like Auburn had this game all the way up through the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter, just everything fell apart for them. It looks rough. You know, Peyton Thorne, he actually had, he went 21 for 32. He had three touchdowns, one interception. Of course, that one interception was a heartbreaker, but he threw for 338 yards. You know, he's been on the hot seat, but man, his stats look great. It doesn't look like the fans and the fans that I've talked to are really just happy with his performance, with Hugh Freeze's performance. Do you think they make a change coming into this next week?
You know, I don't know what other change they could. They might as well look, Auburn people, just face it. You don't have a quarterback, okay? You're trying to play a game with the most crucial position empty because you ain't got a quarterback. And here's another thing. And look, I'm going to say this with the most love and respect that I can. You could be undefeated if you just didn't turn the ball over. You could be sitting at 5-0 right now if there just wasn't a few hundred turnovers in the game.
Well, they go in to play Georgia this next week, and we'll talk about that a little later on. Georgia dropping to number 5 after they played the Tide and lost this past week, and it'll be an interesting
game.
Exactly. We got Georgia. They got Georgia coming up. Then they got Missouri, which is, you know, ranked number 9 currently. Then they got Kentucky, who just beat Ole Miss. And then they got Vandy coming up. They got a tough schedule. Vandy looks good this year. And then they got La Monroe. You know, do you think they even win this La Monroe game?
I'd say this. There is a chance that they can beat La Monroe. Yeah, they might. Hey, if there's a winnable game on their schedule, it's La Monroe. I'll give them that. They might be able to take them.
I'd like for you to say this right now. What is Auburn's record at the end of the season?
Let's see. That'd be 2-10.
2-10 on an 11-game season. It's going to be amazing to watch and see how that turns out. You know, we got an exciting week coming up next week. Then we're going to review our picks this week. You got anything for us as we leave, Pee-wee?
Yeah, and I would like to say this. In the words of, what was that famous guy? Martin Lawrence. Officers, I got your pizzas.